Light of the Bhagavat, verse 32. The beautiful white clouds, freed from all burdens of water distribution, float in mid-air, just like mendicants freed from all family responsibilities. As long as one is attached to the so-called responsibilities of family burdens, one is always full of cares and anxieties about meeting one's family expenses. The four orders of social life, as designed in the Varna Ashram system, are very scientific and cooperative. In student life, one is taught the primary principles of the human form of life, and one who enters the householder's life can execute the duties of a family man because one has already been trained for this job in the Brahmacharya Ashram. After 50 years of age, the householder retires from family life and prepares for the life of sannyas. The householder is duty-bound to maintain the members of all three of the other ashrams, namely Brahmacharis, Vanaprasthas, and Sannyasis. And in this way, every member of society was given a chance to retire for a higher order of spiritual culture, and the householders neglected no one. The Brahmacharis, Vanaprasthas, and the Sannyasis all curtailed their necessities to the minimum, and therefore no one would begrudge maintaining them in the bare necessities of life. However, in Kali Yuga, this entire system has gone topsy-turvy. The student lives in luxury at the expense of the father or father-in-law. So when the educated, indulgent student becomes a householder by the strength of university degrees, he requires money by all means for all kinds of bodily comfort, and therefore he cannot spare even a penny for the so-called Vanaprasthas and Sannyasis. The Vanaprasthas and Sannyasis nowadays are those who were unsuccessful in family life. Thus, the so-called Sannyasis try to construct another home in the name of the Sannyas Ashram and glide down into all sorts of luxury at the expense of others. All these varnas and ashrams have now become so many transcendental frauds, but that does not mean that there is no reality in them. One should not conclude that there is no good money simply because one has met with counterfeit coins. The Sannyas Ashram is meant for complete freedom from all anxieties, and it is meant for the uplifting of the fallen souls who are merged in materialism. But unless the sannyasi is freed from all cares and anxieties, like a white cloud, then it is difficult for the sannyasi to do anything good for society. Mahaprabho Kirtana Nritya Gita Vaditra Madhyan Manasorasena Romancha Kampasru Taranga Bhajo Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam Mahaprabho Kirtana Nritya Gita Vaditra Madhyan Manasorasena Romanchakam Pasu Taranga Bhajo Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam.